Look at this. I got headphones on. I got a mic going. Baby.
If only people could see you now.
Hey, no video. We've gone through this before.
All right,
No
all right,
video.
all right. Welcome to This Commerce Life. This is a podcast aimed at small, medium entrepreneurs focused on commerce. I'm Phil, your host, and Kenny, your co-host, will join us as well. And we're going to talk to you about the world of retail and commerce and how things are changing in the world.
I didn't like the sound of the last one we did.
No?
No, I think it's my side, though. I never know what the hell I'm doing.
I don't know. I'll have to go back and listen to it. I had to mess around with volumes a little bit. We were a little bit loud and soft all over the place. So.
I know, and I didn't understand why. Like, it could be that because, you know, I move around a lot.
I don't know. So I actually...
The mic right in front of me tonight. As opposed to over there, and then I move over here, and then I move over here, and I sound like I'm a stereo. You know?
No, you don't sound like that. You know, in the beginning, I think we sounded like that, but now I don't think we've got that at all. I think we've got our craft down.
Not because I got the professional mic.
Yeah, we got the craft down, baby.
Exactly, man. What the hell, right? Sooner or later, we got to be able to figure some shit out.
Man.
So, go on.
What is going on? Lots of things going on. Lots and lots of things going on.
That's awesome.
The school stuff is starting to wind down, so I'm filling in for somebody who's going to take over a bunch of classes, so I'm good there. You know what we have to talk about today is Muttlux.
Yeah.
And just seasonality. They sell snow boots to dogs. And there's no snow.
You guys have been as mild as we are.
Yeah, it's very, very, very mild.
And so, how about the eastern U.S. at the seaboard? The same issue?
Yeah, same issue.
Really?
There's a handful of places. You know, the usual, like Minnesota's got snow.
Okay, Minnesota always has snow. I mean, seriously.
Yeah, Minnesota has snow in the summer. You know, like so.
Exactly.
But it's super mild summer or super mild winter. So they lean hard, right? Because they had a great year last year. You know, and what choice do you have when you're a seasonal business? You got to bet, right? It's not working out that well right now.
The other thing is you got to, you know, and again, this is, you can't bet on weather, right?
Yeah.
But let's be realistic. You guys on the East Coast, sooner or later, you're going to get thumped. It's inevitable. Like you're going to get hammered.
Well,
and it's January 10th.
If the founder of Muttlux has anything to do with it, we'll get thumped tomorrow, and we won't thaw it till about July. So,
okay, just gonna throw some caution to the wind here. I don't think that's gonna happen.
There's a whole lot of inventory that needs to move right now. So, So you know, so I'm working that. I'm working that with them. I feel a bit bad, right? Like, well,
what do you do?
You know, I mean, they've gone to retailers to see what they can do, but the retailer's in the same spot, right? Like, they're just...
What's the retailer going to do?
Not moving. So they're not going to take on more inventory. So
no.
We've started to, you know, literally, we turned on a dime and started advertising, Google Ads. We started with a baseline ad. I've split it into... We're literally geo-tracking storms, so where there's snow. So, like, Northern Ontario, like, Thunder Bay, parts of BC, Alberta, Edmonton got snow. So we've been geo-targeting those areas with Google Ads for Muttlux Boots. And then in the U.S., we've done the same thing, right?
There's nothing else you can do.
And it's hard, right? Because it's not the same sales. You know what I mean? Like you're generating single clicks and hoping you're converting or... You know, maybe a couple hundred clicks that you're hoping to convert versus, you know, snow, you know, organically turning over, you know.
Yeah, shit. Yeah, that's pretty tough, right? Because, like, even in the West, I don't know. I mean, I don't think Edmonton's gotten that bad. I don't think Calgary's.
You know, like, it's liberal snow, right? It's like not capital snow. It's like small.
Well, that's just still like, shit, you got like.
Dusting. Anywhere that there's a dusting, we're, you know. So. We've done that. We're going to go after some pop-up shop type stuff. I said to them, now is a good time to start pushing the crap out of spring, right? They have a rainy day or a mud version of the boot. So I said, you know, so cheers, like maybe the winter stuff is going to have to sit around, but let's go after mud stuff right now, right?
Yeah, like, but push the shit out of it in Vancouver too. Like, we've got nothing but wet moisture.
Yeah, yeah. So, you
like,
know,
it's wet in our city. So at the end of the day, nobody's going to buy a muckluck, yeah. But that's not to say they can't buy not the version, you know, yeah. like a winter boot, but they can buy definitely a rain boot.
Yeah, they have the winter boot version is a snow musher or snow tracker. I should know this, but and then they have one called a mud tracker, which is
sell the mud tracker down even down here. Like, if, I mean, honestly, but it's really mild. Like, we're 10.
Yeah,
actually, I think you guys are too.
No, not right now. We're not. We're in deep freeze. We're not deep freeze, but we're in cold for sure.
Well, I thought you guys were okay.
-9 feels like -16.
Oh shit! You guys can keep it.
Yeah, so we're gonna probably stay there for a week or so, if not more. It's gonna be -19 tonight.
Oh Jesus Christ! It is cold.
Yeah,
it's but a little nothing, chilly. Man. You guys got nothing. No, well, you got snow next Friday.
No,
yeah. For a day.
Yeah, I think Marianne's got all sorts of, like, she's got some indigenous rituals she's gonna go through. She's gonna meditate on snow. I think she's gonna sacrifice some goats or something. No, I'm just joking. Marianne wouldn't.
You got to do something. I hate to tell you. You know, I don't know. You know, and you know, but it's a challenge. It's a commodity challenge, right?
Yeah.
You know, you think about it from even your old days, like, you know, you guys had sun.
Reactant is right there.
Sun,
like allergy.
Sun, like, shit, you, oh like in BC, God, right. If the allergy season does not hit in March, that March 1, it's probably not going to hit till the middle of April. You've lost 15-20%. You know, and the thing is, you ain't getting it back.
Nope.
Like, it's one of those commodities that realistically, once that season is gone, it's gone. Now, the beauty of the snow type of thing is you guys really and truly, because, you know, it's more than possible, you could start getting snow in a week and it could sit for 2 months.
Yep.
So there is a possibility. And really, quite frankly, how you merchandise these is different too. You guys are cold.
Yeah.
If you want the pet's paws still protected, I mean, I'm assuming these are still good in dry cold, right?
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe it's time for renaming even.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, so don't make them a winter boot, not a snow boot.
Yeah. So we've definitely, you know, so we're looking at all those things, right? We're
what else are you going to do, buddy? I mean, there's not much you can say, right?
It's, yeah. Yeah.
You know, welcome to seasonality.
It's funny, like, some of the habits never leave, right? So, you know, we entered this year and it was on me to book like a strategic marketing meeting so we could get going on the year. But I kind of had, I think old habits die hard, right? Because there's seasonal business, and having worked on Reactant, where sometimes you get called in to explain why the weather isn't good. And you're kind of like, you know, I'm talented at a lot of things, but I can't, you know, I'm reading the same weather report you are, right? Like,
well, the big guy upstairs and say, hey, whoa, buddy,
come on, man. So
slide it up a little bit down here.
Yeah. So I had two marketing kind of lists. One was like the, woohoo, the season's coming in. This is all the things we can do. And then this one was the, shit. Like, okay, here's what we're going to do for free this year. You know, so they were all like, hey, are you going to call that meeting? I'm like, no, I've seen some of your Shopify numbers. I'm not calling anything. Like, we're going to, you know, it's going to cost us to call the meeting.
I feel kind of bad for them. It's just a heartbreaker when you're,
when you're a small business and you got to do
a hard one.
And you got to do weather, you count on weather. You got to, you know, we did a lot of work in the off season to try and make the off season better, but you got to figure out how to balance those out, right? Otherwise you get jammed up like they do. You know, like they're jammed in a way that they're looking now at, look, we're going to have cash flow problems. We don't right now, but we will. We've tied up, you know, X number of dollars in inventory because we had to make it or we wouldn't have enough for the season. The season hasn't come in. And so if the season continues, we got to hold this inventory till next year, which means we can't spend cash on other things. Like,
and the only other thing is called welcome to the liquidation. You
know. Yeah.
Like, seriously, I hate to say that, but you know what?
Yeah. Well,
you know, I'm sure there's margin built in these. You burn them at cost and let it go.
Yeah. Well, and I've said to them, that's the other thing, right? Is, you know, we have a lot of influencers approaching us right now. Do you just kind of close your eyes and like start sending out free pairs of boots, right?
I would.
You know, at least hope, you know, maybe you get something virally.
I would. What do you got to lose? These boots are still function. They still work in cold.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rename them a little bit, reset the marketing to more of a cold weather boot.
Yeah.
Christ almighty, get them to influencers. I mean, what's the difference? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. To me, the thought of carrying them for a year, it just gives me the shivers.
Yeah. 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 It's a lot. It's a lot of
it's too long, man. You get your cash back. Just hit them. Like, I mean, I don't know. Yeah. Wow. That's weather though. I mean, I remember sun seasons doing that.
Yeah.
You know, where basically, you know, we returned like 25, 30, 40% of the summer. Cause you guys would all take it back in those days.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, what do you do?
Yeah.
And then there's other years like shit, you're out in July and you're thinking, oh my God, like seriously, I got a whole summer left. There's no sunscreen.
Yeah. Keep making it.
Well, nobody did. It was done.
Yeah. I remember.
Yeah. Well, I know you do. Yeah. Anyway, I feel bad for him. Cause I do.
Yeah.
There's no, there's nothing you can tell them. There's nothing you can do. You got some, like I said, if you can repurpose them, mm-hmm. you know, talk to people about the cold weather.
But everything's, at this point, everything is about mitigating risk. It's not actually about growth.
No, like that's right now, I'm just saying, right?
Like all
the use for someone says, oh shit, I never thought about those without snow.
Yeah.
And they say, I'll buy them.
Yeah.
And then discount them. You have to do what you need to do, but you got to get rid of this inventory.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Sort of what we told, what's his name that time at Kent that time.
Yeah.
Don't think about it.
Yeah.
At this point, you're literally just thinking, okay, can I get most of my cash back?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so forget the profit side, just get the money back.
Yeah. So I feel bad. I feel bad for them. I think it's the perils of small business, right? Is you know, when you work for J&J and you're running the Reactin business, you know, let's be realistic, right? When the summer doesn't come in or the season doesn't come in, I sweat the number because I got to go and answer to management every week, but I don't sweat the number because it's not my cash, right? But you know, these guys, you know, this is the entire, it's a big deal. It's a make or break for the year. You know, if it continues, it probably means they're looking at cutting people. Do you know what I mean? Like, because cash is king, right? Like, they don't have it.
And it ripples, buddy.
Yeah.
You know what? All the pet stores who might have brought in extra blankets or extra whatever, they're all in the same boat.
Yeah.
Right? Everybody's in that spot saying, oh, shit, man. Now, like, you know, it impacts everybody. I mean, again, though, when you're in a seasonal or weather type of industry, you get a shitty summer. You don't sell a lot of umbrellas, outdoor umbrellas for the patio.
Yeah.
Right? If you get all sun all winter, the umbrella guy ain't too happy.
Yeah.
Right? So you make it while it's, you know, while you can, you make it.
Yeah.
So what they should really be doing is maybe trying to get everybody on board. Realistically, winter is coming. Pardon the pun. Or pardon our Game of Thrones.
That's a wicked pun. You can keep that all day. I'm good with
winter is coming, buddy. Yeah. Winter is coming.
Yeah.
Right? And before you know, winter will be here.
Yeah. So we'll see. I mean, you know, I feel bad for. So
nothing you can do though.
Yeah.
Nothing you can do. And they did nothing wrong. It's not that they, you know, there's nothing you can do. And I know that sucks.
Yeah.
But you know what? That's business. Buckle up.
Yeah.
And well, you go for the ride.
The only thing you do is you work your darndest during the off season to offset.
That's all you can do.
You know, that seasonal.
It's all you can do.
No pitch, right? So you even it out, and then if you've got a summer product that's equally as good, maybe you just make it up in the summer so the winter doesn't hurt as much.
If you can. To sound like Debbie Downer, but you know as well as I do. That's great
but in it's theory, tough. But yeah, it's tough.
Sometimes it's just going to be a shitty shitty bounce, and I don't know. That's just the way it goes, and I don't know. Just hope it doesn't happen again two years in a row.
Yeah, man. It's just,
wow, that sucks.
You know, anyway, it sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're done that. We've all have, right?
Yeah. So, yeah. So I've been working with them to try and figure stuff out. The cafe stuff we're moving on. We're going to get her moving and that's really cool. So we've been working on that this week. into Locate. I'm putting their content plan into play. So I've been rolling that out. I've been doing some work with NIMI.
Yeah, how's that going?
That's going great. That's going really great.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah, that one's pretty cool.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah. So I got all these things going on, and it's just, you know, and then I talked to, so it's early in our podcast, but there's a free plug here for a wonderful lady named Taz Latifi. And Taz is a pet person. She, you can find her at Petropolis. They actually have a store in New York City called Petropolis. And she is the Petropolis or Taz at Petropolis, but she's kind of like pet lady extraordinaire. So I just made her sound super crazy, but she's not. She's like super smart, understands like
healthy. Hope she doesn't listen to this.
Yeah,
she's
thinking, poor, wow, poor Taz.
Okay, thanks, Phil.
She's like, you're fired. Whatever. but she. She understands animals. She understands the way you feed them. So she's got a very informed and unique look at how do you do nutrition properly for pets.
Oh, right on.
That kind of flows all the way from pet owners all the way into pet brands and pet manufacturers and pet retailers. And, you know, and she runs Petropolis in New York City. So she knows a thing or two about retailing pet products as well. So she's kind of like this really neat, she's like Pet Latifi. That didn't turn
That's
out right.
Awesome.
Anyway, so she's like, so Taz Latifi, free plug. Hopefully I didn't totally screw that up and she stops listening to us or whatever, but.
She got a plug in anyway.
Yeah. But Taz, we love you. So
that's awesome.
Cool. Yeah. She's really cool. Yeah.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah. So yeah. So I just, you know, got all these things humming around and you know, doing stuff. So, so it's good. It's good. Yeah. What about you? What's going on?
I had a little meeting today with really nice people, but again, it's and it started off rocky and ended up really nice, really, really wonderful people.
Okay.
From our contact from guess who? From Linda Webb. So this is the Linda Webb podcast, and I just want to say thank Linda for allowing us to work on her podcast and you know this commerce life with Linda Webb and Phil and Kenny.
We take a moment now to interrupt the show with a sponsor post from Linda Webb, who owns the show. And
no shit, eh? So anyway, Linda sent me another contact. It's you know what it is? It's one of those ones that, you know what, it started, again, because it's sort of what we talked about numerous times, you know, even with Grasshopper or anything, you got a product or an idea does not make a business.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And these people get it because they're, you know, it's a father, daughter, you know, pharmacist, well-educated, they're very entrepreneurial, et cetera, but, you know, want to try to maybe come into Canada and bring some stuff from the homeland. The ideas of some different kinds of skincare, et cetera, into the cosmetic world, you know, and then all those key words. And I guess they're talking, I'm thinking, oh my God, you don't want to go into cosmetics. Like you don't want to go down that side.
It's a tough grind.
Oh my God.
Tough grind.
And you know, especially coming from that side, right? Yeah. You know, the amount of money for the listings, the amount of money for advertising.
Are they going to mass or premium or?
They wanted to even go into more of the premium side, like True Cosmetics. So then I said, now you even got an audience that went from, you know, mass, you have 10 people on the island, cosmetics, you have one.
Yeah.
Right. It's just a grind, right? That's a real bitch of a business because you're up against the Shiseidos and the L'Oreals and Lancomes and whatever.
Yeah. Who have marketing dollars. They've got dispensing dollars. They've got
everything.
Professional dollars.
They've
got dollars of the yin yang, right?
You know, and that's sort of where they were going. Well, you know, we're thinking derms and doctors. I said, the problem is there's so few derms in our country.
Yeah.
You know, and quite frankly, it's just a grind. It's just an absolute grind. And I said, and the product they had is pretty specialized already. I say, you know, on bottom line, most people aren't going to know what the hell it is. So anyway, we went through that. And by the end of it, though, is we pulled back and now it's the same sort of thing, but focusing on a small geo area, getting some influencers within that community, or with, you know, whether it's the pharmacist community or whatever, but start small. And I said, you know, that might be the best way to do it. Focus on your webpage, get it up and running, do all that stuff. Do the marketing, do, you know, try to get people educated on this, get a few local people close to home, so you don't have to drive 7,000 miles to talk to these people. And I said, you know, it still may be slow and it's a grind, but at least it's a controlled grind. I said, you start going across the country, across a province, it's going to be a shit show.
Why Canada? Why not another country? Like, you know,
I think because what they're, I think they'd like to ultimately end up here. So I think they would like to manufacture here and then potentially go the reverse and then start selling elsewhere. Okay. Right. But I think what the plan is they have a business in their home country that does extremely well, but what happens in the Middle East doesn't necessarily, you know, resonate with what's going to happen in Vancouver or Montreal, Toronto,
right? You've got regulatory bullcrap you got to deal with.
We have tons of different shit in this country, right? Yeah. Language laws. And again, sometimes, you know what? You know as well as I do, you go to like even Mexico City.
Yeah.
And what they're using in Mexico City, let's say that's a quasi-medicinal or cosmeceutical, is you come to Canada and you're thinking, listen, I ain't putting that shit on my face.
Yeah, you can't even...
I mean, you're talking about
Mexico City. I mean, look at the U.S., right? Like
absolutely.
You look at skincare and something like eczema, right? Like cortisone is freely used in the U.S., right? You can get it in, like 0.5% and 1%. You can't get that stuff here. It's all over the counter. Absolutely. Right? Like it's all different.
But you don't even want to use it.
No. Yeah. I mean, the outlook, everything is completely different, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. But it's...
So one of those ones, but it ended up being a really, really, really nice people, right?
Yeah.
Like just absolutely nice people. But again, it's just, you know, at the end of the day, it you know, and that's what I finally told him. I said, you guys know you've done better in business than I've done in business. They're successful. They've done stuff. I said, the idea is cool. The product might be cool, but that doesn't make a business. You know what I mean? Like once you start really looking at it and start putting pen to paper, how big is the market?
Yeah.
Who's carrying a similar product? And once we started doing that, you know, two major retailers of the high end are carrying a similar product in Canada, but one of the guys has like 3 stores in the country and the other has like 10. Like there's no distribution, right?
Yeah.
And now you're talking about a high end consumer. How many are you talking?
Yeah. So you're turning what, 3 units a year? Maybe 4?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. Wow, right? That's crazy.
But that's okay. No, I know they hadn't gone anywhere necessarily with it.
Yeah.
But they're talking about it. And now, you know, at the end of the meeting, we all leave. We're going to meet again. Mm-hmm. They want to sit down and they're going to work on a business plan. Then they want to sit down, we'll work on it together. And slowly look at it. But it may be one of those things that you do. You focus on an area of the city.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. See if you can get some word of mouth. See, then you, in essence, what you do is, and because I don't think these people are destitute, it's not like it's going to cripple them to produce a little bit, but you do a small test.
But it's right? So specialized, though.
We might have the right city for it in some ways, though.
Yeah.
We have a different demographic in our city.
Yeah.
We have a demographic between all the Asian communities that would come here who are more willing and adapt to trying different things on that side. Do you know what I mean? Like Europeans will try things, but I think it has to be sort of the steady eddies where I think the Asian market is just a little bit more,
a little more aggressive
and more willing to try different things. I mean, especially if it's rooted in old school.
Yeah.
I think they're more adapt to trying stuff. So this might not be a bad city to try it in, and it might be a city where some alternative kind of funky things that, they might think, that's kind of.
I just wonder why you wouldn't, someone like that who's got some global reach who can set, I know they want to settle here, but, you know, to start something like that, you almost, I don't know. I feel like you, it's easier said than done, but you almost want to drop yourself into India or Korea. You know, if you're specialized that way, like drop yourself into Korea and then if you're going to spend the effort and the money, you probably get a little bit more out of it with less regulatory issues. And then,
possibly, possibly all over there too. It's a funny, they're funny industries too. They have more regulations than you think, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But even if you take your logic that way, that's where maybe this city's not that bad idea, because we do have a large, of most of the Asian populations. Yeah. So you know what? And most are within first or second generation Canadian. Mm-hmm. So they still, you know, they still may remember brands from back home, or they, thank God for Canada. We're not the assimilation pot that our neighbors to the south are. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you could be here four generations and still hang on.
And still know. Yeah.
And we all love that. Right.
Yeah.
So you might, it's fun. It's a funny city that you may be able to test.
Yeah.
Different things here that, you know, logically wouldn't make sense in what, you know, the Canada of 30 years ago, but the Canada of today. Yeah. I think you can do it.
Yeah.
And you might get a read. You might even figure out, you know, shit. I mean, you know what, we could do this overseas now because, you know, we've got distribution here. We can use some of the influencers here who people over there are following.
Yeah.
Right. I don't know. It may work out.
Yeah.
No, yeah, I mean, we're far away from it. There's no business yet.
Yeah.
But it was definitely just, you know, when you leave a meeting and you just think, ah, see, these are nice people.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's one of those meetings.
Yeah. I had a neat conversation with Satya.
Oh, with Patrice?
Yeah, with Patrice, I don't know, a handful of days ago. And she, you know, I think you guys were talking about SEO and a whole bunch of stuff, right? And she said, what do I do here? And I said, listen, send me some stuff. You know, send me your stuff and I'll check it out. Okay, that's all I'll do. I'll check it out. And, you know, so we were talking about a whole bunch of stuff and what does she want to do? And I said to her, you know, honestly, what I feel like you should do is like, so I had sent her this email because I've been posting stuff about her stuff, right? Because I have some eczema.
Right.
You know, I took her stuff with me to Mexico City. I got all these. And I was saying to her, the thing that I think she's missing is, you know, for our listeners, we've talked about Patrice before, but she does eczema cream. And so the emotional moment that people just are seeking someone to confirm that it works before they go and buy it. So I got a lot of that. I was like, does it work? Does it work? Does it work? Hey, you didn't answer me. Does it work? Right. And I was like, yeah, it works. It works. I'm in Mexico City. It's amazing. I'm using it here. It's really amazing. So I was telling her, look, like somewhere in your SEO stuff, we've got to figure out how to express that, that emotional moment, you know, that people go, look, I just need to know it works. Right. Once I know it works, I'm good. But she was struggling with, I don't know how to pay you. And I had said to her, listen, don't worry about it. Right. Like you're Kenny's friend.
I'd say that because you know, that's basically what I told her. So I said, don't worry about it right now. Like, I mean, worry about it if you want to worry about it. But I said, like, don't worry about it yet.
Yeah.
I said, but just so you know, we're not going to heaven any time at lightning speed. So quite frankly, sooner or later you will have to pay, but relax. Don't.
Well,
don't
I said to her, look, if you want to look at it, she goes, you know, and I said, look, I'm going to do a little work for you. I like, honestly, I'm not going to hide it. If it's a lot of work, I'll tell you it's a lot of work and I won't do it. Right. But you know, or I might do it and lie to you, but most likely I won't. I'll do it and tell you exactly how much work it was. And I said to her, there's selfish reasons here too, is I actually think you're going to be a multimillion dollar brand. So when you're a multimillion dollar brand, I was like,
that's what I told her. I said, you know why? I said, I'm not worried about this. I said, I'll bet on you. I said, I don't bet on a lot of people. I said, but I'll bet on you.
Yeah.
And I'll bet on your product.
Yeah.
So quite frankly, I'm like you, there's ulterior motives here. Like, I think this thing's going to go.
Yeah. And then, you know, when you get multimillion, I do expect a contract.
So do I. And maybe even some retro pay. I don't even know yet. Because I may be writing down.
Maybe lifetime free samples or something. I don't know, you know.
Well, we're figuring something out. That's funny. I kind of told her the same thing, right?
You told her the same thing.
Well, you know what it is? Because if you got listeners, you know, when someone really believes in their product and their idea, it's really hard not to get on board and get excited, especially when you sit back and think, shit, man, this is actually, this is a make sense product. Yeah. There's a need for it.
Yeah.
There's definitely a demand for it.
Yeah.
She's done a million things right. It's packaged well. It looks good. It's made well. And that's what I keep telling her. I said, there's so many pluses in this that the negatives, I mean, really, I said, my God, people would give their left arm for just a couple of the negatives.
Yeah.
With all the positives you have.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Most people have one positive and then there's a shitload of negatives. Yeah. This is completely the opposite.
Yeah. 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 So I don't, you know, so I said to her, yeah, don't worry about it. So I'm going to do this and we're friends and don't worry about it. Right. And then yeah. I'm going to, you know, I told her I'll try and find you some influencers and then you can get started with them. And then, you know what, if there's something to bill for, there's something to bill for. If there isn't, then don't worry about it. Right. Like we're good.
You know what? We'll figure it out. And I know, honestly, because I mean, if Patrice does listen to it next week, yeah, don't worry about it. Eventually, oh, really? You know, when it starts to go, yeah you're going to get a bill.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not going to get jammed, but yeah, you'll get a bill sooner or later, but don't
sweat it.
You know, while you've got people, you know, the world's not full of idiots like you and I to do shit like this. So while you have them in front of you,
while you have an idiot,
just take it. Well, seriously. I mean, you know what?
Yeah.
A thank you and a hug. Good enough.
Yeah.
So, you know what? I know eventually I know she's good for it. And it's not even we don't do things because of waiting for the payback. That's not why you do it.
No.
But I know Patrice is good for it. And at the end of the day, like I still think, this product's going to go.
So it's funny because I talked to Kent today. We had a good hour.
Smarty Pants.
So Smarty Pants wanted to buy an hour of my time. And I said to him, Ken, I've got all the time in the world for you. Like I like talking to you. You're a smart dude. You know, like, you know, we have great conversations. Don't worry about it.
You should probably pay him.
Seriously. You know, I got a bill. So at the end of it, he said, so I expect you to pay me or to bill me. And I said, look, I'm not billing you. Like, I'm not doing it. I don't care. And he's like, come on, man. I said, listen, if you're hung up on this and you really need to figure out how to pay, said, you're a smart dude. People are going to look for your time. So how about we do this? Why don't you pay it forward? So the next time someone shows up that you believe in or you think could, you know, could be something, pass it on. Take the hour. Like let's do it that way. Then you owe me an hour, but you're going to pay that forward. You're going to make sure that that person pays it forward to the next guy.
Hey, that's awesome.
You know, and I would say, so if Patrice listens to this and she's worried about paying us, I'd say the same thing. You're in this driver's seat of this amazing brand that you're sweating over and kind of grinding it out. And so as you go, if you can help somebody else, then take that hour and drop it into somebody else's plate and make sure they pay it forward.
I like that idea because at the end of the day, you know what? If she owes anything to anybody, is that you owe this to the next entrepreneur who's trying and busting their butt and can't see the forest through the trees, but because you've been there, you can. Then show them.
Yeah.
Right? And and do it. And why not? And why wouldn't you do that anyway?
Yeah. You know, and you'll be smart enough, right? Like Ken will be smart enough. Patrice is smart enough.
Oh, 100%.
You know, look, I'm not a sieve. You can't, like, this is not unending well. So the person that you pass this on to isn't going to, like, be able to tap you for 12 hours or steal your industry secrets or anything. But it's just, you know, like sometimes you really do. Like in the community, you need a leg up, right? And people can help. So, you know, that's what
I think that's an awesome way to do it. And to tell you the truth, I think that's worth it, right?
Yeah.
And sometimes you know as well as I do. Like today, I'll tell you what it's, you know. And Linda's, God bless her, right? I think she already told these people, listen, he does half an hour for free. And then after that, he charges X amount per hour. Yeah. So I sat with these people for an hour and a half.
But bring him a donut and then he'll get distracted. He won't bill you.
Well, you know what? You don't even need that. Sometimes you just have to say hi. And I've already moved on. I can't remember the hell I did. Right. But they were so adamant to pay me today.
Yeah.
Linda said that we had to pay you. I said, you can. I said, you know, see that cup of coffee in front of me?
Yeah.
You just bought me coffee. Yeah, thank you.
You just bought me coffee.
Oh my God. No, but too long. I said, don't worry about it. I said, you know what? I said, go home, think about it, start writing the business plan. Yeah. We can sit down together. And I said, one of these days when it makes more sense. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's always time and maybe not. Maybe this will be the last meeting and then who cares?
Whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. Seriously, who gives a shit? I don't care.
Yeah.
I know that what they'll do now or what they may, maybe the perception that we change is that all these asshole business people that all that earn for the money is that maybe that's the next time someone asks them for help, they will be that person that says, you know what? I'll show you. Don't worry about it. You don't need anything. Just let me show you.
Yeah.
And the pay it forward happens. And I think that's more important to learn.
I think it's wicked.
Money, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You're not going to miss a meal. I'm not going to miss a meal.
Nope.
I could afford to miss a meal.
I need to miss several meals right now.
I'm getting too chunky. I got to stop eating. I have to miss meals.
Yeah. And I'm not, I'm working, honestly, I'm working enough. I'm not, the treadmill over there is thoroughly ignored right now. Like,
yeah, I know. I've got to, anyway, you know, that's a whole different story. You know what? Let the podcast guys who do exercise, let them bullshit about that. This is not that podcast. Honestly, eh?
Oh man. Yeah. Oh man.
Anyway, that's good. That, you know, that's all good. And it's funny, you know, it's amazing how many, I don't know what I got a referral from a friend.
Yeah.
That's funny. It was a small, family owned, liquor store. They have 15 or so stores in Lower Mainland and in BC, cool. You know, thinking of trying to figure out how to maybe do some sort of planogramming or that type of thing. Mm-hmm. You know, sent me the note on a text, and me, because you know, it's me, I kind of flip it and I said, you know, we're not talking 8,000 SKUs. Do you really need to spend a lot of money on a planogram? Or is it like just a good merchandiser and a phone? Yeah. Shoot a picture and just show stores here, best in class.
Yeah.
Like that might be the extent of your planogram. You can draw it on a piece of paper. I mean, I don't know if you need to invest in fancy dancy software and who gives a shit. Anyway, and then the next morning I thought, okay, that was a little fucking flippant. I mean, maybe I should have kind of toned that down a little bit. So she texts me, she goes, do you mind if I give the contact information? I said, yeah, but I said, let me just clarify what I meant yesterday. I said, I think it's great and I think the planogram's awesome, but really and truly, you know, I'd rather talk to them and understand the business a little bit better. Mm-hmm. Because maybe they really just don't need that. There might be some other alternative. And I end up talking to them and meeting all five of them next Thursday.
Oh, wow.
I know. I went from like a 2 second, you know, I kind of discarded. Yeah. I thought, I'll follow up to, you know, I've got, who knows?
Yeah.
That would be a fun gig.
That would be pretty fun.
See, to me, outside of like dope, like cannabis, like the alcohol, like any of the vices now that they're both legal.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, vices is, I mean, recession proof, just fun.
The CBC is waging a war on alcohol right now. They're just after dry month, right? So they're kind of like engaging all these people on why you should be pulling back from liquor. And
hey, take it easy.
No, seriously, like it's you'll every get morning some
biotin or like, whatever, you'll be fine.
No, seriously, like it's to the point where like I listen to CBC every morning, right? Like and I was like, all right, you know, like I don't even drink that much, but enough, right? Like enough, like
exactly, like
people want to quit, they'll quit, you know, like
exactly.
You know, anyway, whatever. But that'll be an interesting gig for sure.
Yeah, well, I'll let you know next week how that one goes, because I'm kind of stoked on that one too. Yeah. Just because I think the industry is kind of fun, right? What the hell, right?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
But again, sometimes what it shows, you know, and again, these are a lot of these are contacts from the old days that, you know, maybe when they came in, even to LD, and they sort of needed a break, or some advice, you gave it to them just because.
Yeah.
And it's funny, you know, you start, you know, things get paid forward 10 years later.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
right. Yeah. But it's just, I don't know. It's one of those nice things. You know, you kind of, when you have, you know, when you've got a week and that's sort of your week where everything sort of clicks, your accounts or your clients are good. You're getting some referrals. The referrals are really nice. You're thinking like, you know,
holy
crap.
There's
a reason why we do this. Like this is a good week.
Yeah. Yeah. That's wicked. That's wicked. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah. Me too.
Man.
All right, that's the end of this Commerce Life. We'll be back soon with the next episode. Thank you for joining us. We hope you enjoyed it. Give us feedback. Tell us what you think. Subscribe, like us, join us, share us, tell your friends about us. And we hope to see you next time with more Commerce News.